It may be that our Milky Way took a galactic-sized pause along the way to growing to its current size. Let's take up the two-step with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, first off, when did the Milky Way start to form?
Well, it's estimated, Dave, that the Milky Way actually began shortly after the beginning of the universe, some 13.5 billion years ago, give or take a year or two here and there. And at that time, the universe was young enough that there weren't many stars and star clusters around, but that the Milky Way was formed from the stars and star clusters that were there. There was also some gas from the galactic halo from which these stars are formed that helped to contribute to the formation of the galaxy itself. There were also a number of galactic mergers happening at the same time, much smaller galaxies that would coalesce with what we now know as the Milky Way galaxy to make it the big galaxy it is today.
So at what point did it take its more or less current shape?
Well, it seems as if the Milky Way ran along for a few billion years, making stars, generating plenty of energy, and then because of a change in the kind of gas that was being supplied from outside the galaxy, that star production stopped. And for about 2 billion years, the galaxy stopped producing stars.
Was it a virus or bacteria?
Well, it seems like it was something in between those two of the galactic sort, but these are mechanisms that we still don't quite understand yet. But if we simply look at the population of stars that we have in the galaxy now, we find that the chemical composition of those stars shows us that at some point, stars were being made with this kind of chemical composition, and then stars were being made with this kind of chemical composition, and that differentiation could only have arisen if there was a point at which the galaxy itself stopped producing stars and then began a new process of making stars.
So the current Milky Way is comprised of stars who were begat in either of these two eras.
Yes. So what we have is a situation where it looks like the galaxy was happily going along making stars, then stopped for a long period, then restarted again, and here we are today.
Does the size of a galaxy offer some hint at whether it's prone to this kind of hibernation?
Well, in fact, what is surmised by this and other studies of the two-stage process is that perhaps this is a process that applies to the larger galaxies, but not so the smaller ones. And we should also make sure we emphasize that it wasn't the Milky Way alone. I mean, if we look at the number of galaxies in the universe these days, that number is very, very high, like a trillion galaxies or more. So we shouldn't think of this as being exclusive to just this galaxy, but fortunately, we have the benefit of being able to study this particular one up close.
So size matters, but how about shape? Ours is a spiral, of course.
Well, we don't have any data on that yet, so we'll have to continue looking to understand at what point in the process of galaxy development this process might come into existence. So there's still lots of work to be done. And so any aspiring astronomers listening to us here, there's plenty of work waiting for you.
We have a moment left on this post-Labor Day holiday week with clear skies. What's available to be seen in the night sky?
Well, Dave, I know at the forefront of observing suggestions for our audience has been the four planets that are still available in the evening sky. That's Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars. They're still going to be around for another couple of weeks, at least the four. We're going to lose Venus pretty soon. But in the morning sky, we can find Mercury very low in the eastern sky at about 5:45 a.m. If you can do Mercury, then you can put that together with the evening observations of the four planets, and you will have seen all five of the brightest planets of our solar system without any difficulty. In addition to planets, we have great constellations and asterisms available. The Big Dipper is over in the northwestern sky just after sunset. The fall constellation Pegasus is now rising in the east, well above the eastern horizon to be seen after dark. Hercules and the summer triangle, consisting of the constellations Cygnus, Lyra, and Aquila the Eagle, are almost directly overhead right now, so they're easy to find. And then in the south, where those bright planets are, we find Libra, right next to Jupiter, Scorpius, and then Sagittarius, where we'll find both Saturn and Mars. Those are the locations where those planets can be found as well.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.